Sure.
All right. Okay. This meeting of SLT of Tuesday, the 21st of August, is now called to order. Mike?
So I just wanted to review when we're going to vote for a new SLT. Marcia seems to have August 31st. Just wanted to make sure everybody's okay with that so that we can plan for it and to meet every other week this year rather than every week starting today.
Okay. In terms of the SLT voting, did we ever decide on what's happening with voting for this year? Is it half of the people that are leaving and we're voting a new half in, or is it going to be a completely new SLT? Did we ever decide that last year?
I thought we did decide that it was going to be the half and half. We were okay with that, but
I just wanted to make sure that's what we decided.
I believe if I remember correctly, Ken brought up bringing in, so the two people, I think that's Jamie and Della / Carmen,
mm-hmm.
Would either get voted back in or go by
or
way of vote.
Be replaced, right?
Or be replaced by three people. I think he said three, so that we could create the half and half.
The update that Brenda sent out today to the definition of SLT says that the members are elected annually. Now, I don't, to me, I thought we
had
already decided.
I feel like that's what I asked last year was, mm-hmm. does our, since we started so late, not by our doing, but
right.
in January. So yeah. Does that mean we go till January and then vote? And then it would kind of throw everything off. I don't know. I mean, I'm fine with whatever, but just...
I agree that it would throw everything off, and really the school year should be the year.
The school year, yeah.
Start and by the time we get to January, it kind of sucked to switch over
mm-hmm.
to
yeah.
new people
yeah,
and be like,
exactly.
like, they don't know what's going on, and we're voting on all the big stuff like schedule and like all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it'd be better to mark the beginning of the year as the school year, the SLT year, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun.
Will we take a vote on that?
Well,
sure.
I second that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
All in favor.
Aye.
We should get like colonial wigs. That would be a good way to have meetings.
Oh my gosh, that would be so interesting.
Very, very sensitive.
Okay.
So do we want to just quickly confirm by vote that the 31st would be what we want to do with a new SLT?
Yeah.
I think that's the sooner the better.
That?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. And then so the other thing is just clarifying. I think the reference that Brenda has in here is the reference to the three. So if we're voting a new three in every year, mm-hmm. that's the one half of the teacher's side of SLT.
But still having three.
So, for example, you'd have three members that would continue being, it would have been Travis and Jonna.
And Kathleen.
So they
are the three staying.
Right.
Yes.
Are the three staying. But if Jonna decides not to stay, then you would have, I guess, four that you'd be voting in.
Would one of those four have a one-year term? Or would one of the ones replacing Jonna? Or would...
That's
a good question.
What do you think, Jonna?
I feel like it should be somebody who, like Jamie or Della or Carmen, who is on their way out, that gotcha. Would replace my... second year.
Okay,
and the reason I think that is because A, we got started so late, so we barely had any time to work together, and B, you guys are familiar, with what's been going on. So yeah.
So what if we had a secondary ballot that had Jamie and Carmen's name on it, and you just pick one or the other?
Or Della. I mean,
I don't know if Della would want to do it again, but we could ask. And then have maybe the three of them on there, and then you'd pick one out of the three.
Me?
No.
Oh, I'm like, No, not you.
Oh, you mean a the vote. Entire, so, the so you're voting on a new three based on the nomination system that Brenda sets up with the
Survey Monkey
or whatever, and then she makes sure that everybody's good with being nominated. And then those folks are on the regular ballot, but then there's a secondary ballot to take your place with Jamie, Della, and Carmen.
Is there anybody else on the way out?
And then in that one, it just say choose one.
That makes sense.
And then you choose either Jamie, Carmen, or Della. I think that would be a way to satisfy what you're saying.
Are we the only ones on our way out? Just me and Della?
That's Ken? The way I understand it. Okay. So if, like Ken was saying, if we want rotating members, then those three are the three. Yeah, individuals.
Okay.
Unless they get voted back in and they're okay with doing it again. But that's... Yeah.
So people should start thinking about whether they want to be on this or whether they want to be nominated or nominate themselves.
Yeah, right? We probably need like an announcement or something, some kind of email or something that just says if we want to nominate people for SLT.
And it should probably be brought up also at the
Friday
gathering on Friday.
Yeah, because that'll give everyone a week to...
Yeah. And...
And Marcia, are you staying on as the teacher appointed?
I'm not sure how that works, so I'll find that out. I'm fine if she wants me to continue.
Okay.
So I'll
and
ask.
Mike, since you're the DCTA rep,
I was
you
wishing
stay,
that Dolly was going to stay and do this instead of me, like we would switch, but that didn't occur because Dolly's got other conflicts and different things going on. So Vanita was gonna help me out with DCTA, but she's gonna do what Della did last year, which is go to the DCTA meetings every month, and I'll stay with this.
Okay.
So
are there any other positions that are appointed like that? There's DCTA,
so if we had six vote-in members, three rotating through and three chosen every year, the teachers, then we have the teacher appointed by the principal, and we have the principal, who in this case is Ken, and then the DCTA rep. So instead of a total of eight, we'd have a total of nine. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. So who? I can't even remember. One, two, three.
Mike, who's missing today?
Yeah, who's missing?
Carmen. Kathleen
Ken.
Texted me and said she can't make it.
Yeah,
I
can't
make it. And Ken. That's so we have five here. We're missing three.
Okay. But so Ken,
Carmen,
Mike, and...
Marcia
are
right.
Stable members, relatively. Not voted in, but appointed
in.
I'm not very stable. I'm the most instable of those.
And that's assuming that my role would continue as me. Otherwise, there'll be someone else in
right.
this.
But somebody will be in that position.
It has nothing to do with the ballots.
Right.
Jonna, does your name have an H in it?
No.
No.
It's J-O-N-N-A.
Okay. So we've just got to get in one more person.
Right.
Okay.
So we're adding a teacher.
Yeah. And if like I said, I'm pretty sure that's what Ken, I don't know if we bring up the recording, but... I'm pretty sure that's what Ken had suggested in order to split it in half evenly. I think that was where he was going with
that. Yeah, that makes sense.
And that's
we've got some great new teachers too. That
a lot of new teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Could be encouraged to do it.
And then I know we talked about this, and I don't know what was ever decided about, you know, should we do it by, you know, elementary specials? I remember discussing it, and then
I think we had decided not to do that.
I think
we looked at it, and we were like, it really should just be like a popular vote, basically.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think it pretty much has.
Yeah, I remember that because I was one that was plugging more for that the positions filled for someone as specials teacher because there's three specials teachers on the team.
I think it makes sense kind of when you're thinking about it, but then like I think we brought up like anybody on this team really shouldn't be pushing for like their department.
No,
anyway.
Apparently the contract states it has to be.
Yeah.
So we can't do that.
I vaguely remember that from last year.
We can't say, well, we've got a lot of specials people on the team, on the SLT team, so we couldn't really have any more specials teachers. But it could happen that another specials teacher.
So the
gets
contract
in
just it's kind of just popular vote.
Yeah,
it's not supposed to be.
I think that everybody
primary
on the committee should
advocate for all.
Thank you.
Yes, I mean, mm-hmm.
The idea behind is it?
Not me. No, yeah. I won't advocate for everybody.
Yeah.
But then everyone.
Travis is all about him and Lindsay. And, you know what goes on in the special ed department. Yeah.
What were you saying?
I mean,
sorry, I don't.
It would be really nice to have an upper academy staff member on the team too. But well, they do specials. And that's special ed, so I'm thinking.
It's all really
I'm
special.
I'm sort of an upper academy.
You got
you
your
don't
own
really
castle.
You don't really quite know what Travis does.
That's how I've stayed here for so long. I'm mystifying. No one knows exactly what I do.
Well, I think the language in the contract, too, is fairly idealistic. So it's the SLT should represent a cross-section of the entire school. So I think if we communicate as best we can to the staff that that's the goal, mm-hmm. overall, it doesn't mean that like if you want all the elementary teachers on the ballot and you really like them, then you should vote for them. But at the same time, the ideal is to have representation all the way around.
Yeah.
So
well, people are going to know their close colleagues best.
Right.
But, you know, yeah, encourage them to look outside that, I guess.
Yeah,
and
we
I
can
think,
do that.
I think the value of that is that when we talk about things or we try to decide on things, you get the perspective, but you're not supposed to necessarily get whatever biases come with that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
Should be,
ideally.
All right, what else do we have on the agenda?
So we're all good for doing two different ballots? Is everybody good with that?
Yeah.
If it's
Marcia?
Approved, I mean, if it's something that's we're allowed to do, I'm good with
well,
it.
Well, we have, I mean, because we're going to have a ballot that votes three new people on
mm-hmm.
and somebody to, well, to replace Jonna or, you know, one of those voted out to slide into that.
And I'm one,
you know.
And I'm just throwing this out there. If we could always ask first before voting, I mean, I think obviously we're going to have to run this by admin about how this vote with replacing me would be, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe just ask you guys first, like, do you even want to do that? I don't know if Carmen even wants to do it or
right.
who's the other
or
person
Della.
Or Della.
Because
then
yeah, we should
if
ask
they,
them.
We
I don't
should
think
probably
Della
ask
one,
them.
But I don't know.
So it might just be between Carmen and Jamie and maybe
right.
one of, I don't know. So before mm-hmm. the ballot goes out.
And it may
it
be
might
that
just
none
not
of
even,
us want to.
Right. And then you'd have to just, you know,
add
it'd be adding.
Person.
Yeah. I love you guys. I just. I'm very busy this school year.
I understand. Which is why I need it to be every other week.
Every other week's going to be nice, though. I mean, most SLTs don't meet every week.
No, a lot meet once a month.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So. We don't need it as often as we had.
No.
I think
we did last year.
Well, we did
waste some time, too, I think, last year.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That always happens.
Well, I mean, we had to get things organized and going down the right road.
I will say this year's already started slightly more organized in terms of the schedule. I think a lot because of the schedule that we put together before we got out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, guys.
Can we all say that we're going to meet every other Tuesday starting today?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Good. That's a unit. Jamie?
I agreed.
Then can we go ahead and post those dates on the school calendar ahead of time?
Need to post.
The Roadrunner and the other calendars that are around.
The Outlook calendar.
Sure. And then the other thing I wanted to just bring up, and I think it would be better to have Ken here, and I'll try and make sure to bring it up next meeting, is that the self-directed planning days need to be self-directed. They can't have meetings inside of them. So if teachers want to meet together as a team and they decide that on their own, that's different, but we shouldn't be asked to meet for these different meetings. And I know the beginning of the year, there's a lot of things that need to occur, but I just want to make sure the schedule for self-directed planning moving forward, that gets at least heard, because that way we can be really transparent about the self-directed planning time with teachers, and they can plan for it accordingly. So I just want to throw that out there, but I think with more people here, it'd be better, so people could
next meeting
chime in if they need to.
Yeah.
One thing I just want to mention that's just going through my head is that, you know, the podcast has been, I've been using my website to post that, and I feel like maybe we ought to use the school website, you know, because then it would, I don't know, I feel like that would be more accessible or somehow more real for people, you know, official.
I'm fine with that. I think maybe the only thing would be, are they cool with us sharing it with other people that aren't the staff, or like how would it be like a?
Well, I think we could still hide it.
It could still be
a hidden thing that people would have to have the link to get to it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine.
You know, they'd have to know what they were looking for.
I think it is.
I would think that it would be. So.
I don't know. Is it still going up on the iTunes thing?
Yeah, it will. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Post it.
I like that. That's the best thing ever.
I secretly listened to some of it over the summer even. So.
That's right. You're glad for punishment, man.
Wow, Jamie.
Wow.
What am I going to do on my free time? Open the SLT podcast.
Next summer, I'm calling you.
Yeah.
We're going to do something.
I did bad. I put on the
After my year's over.
I'll make another suggestion box. Are we going to do a suggestion box again this year?
Yeah.
We should.
Yeah, okay. I'll make another one of those that we can put out there sometime this week.
That'd be good.
Is there anything else that we did last year that we need to, people can do quick or something? I don't.
Should we make an online Google Doc that they could give
suggestions to? Yeah, that would be helpful. I think that would be really
good.
A lot
of new staff that might be an easy way for them to get
things on. In terms like the Google Doc and the like podcast, maybe it wouldn't hurt to make like an email with this information in it, especially since we have so many new people here that don't really know about any of this stuff.
Yeah.
Just like links and stuff or whatever. I don't know.
Links to maybe contract pages of what the SLT is.
We still have some staff that haven't got DPS emails.
Yeah, that was actually something that I don't know if it's an SLT thing, but I was going to bring up and see if Ken had any news about
our Infinite Campus, they're
needing that. Allison in third grade said the district had told her by tomorrow all the they're supposed to have access to everything. So
that's
okay.
I mean, good. That's what they told her. I don't know.
That a lot of that lower academy teachers are, you know, they're getting the lab time for Imagine Learning, mm-hmm. but I don't think they've been told that that's, you know, what they're going to the lab for. You know, people are coming to the lab going, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing.
I've told the ones that I've been able to tell, maybe some don't know, so I'll try and talk to the new teachers to make sure they know.
Well, like today we had someone in the lab, I can't remember, is a new teacher, and they were trying to log on to Imagine Learning, but they couldn't get their new kids in because they don't have access to Imagine Learning.
Oh,
you know, so there's kids like that don't have anything. So
yeah, I told them to put them on Starfall if they're trying to get on, because several of them don't have emails.
Yeah.
So they can't even. And that's the other thing. I'm wondering if we need to send information to ILT, because some staff members don't have access to the online curriculums. And I don't know who, where that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they've got that sorted out or what they've got going on with
it. I
mean,
even if you want to change your password in Wonders, which I've wanted to do, it won't let me. I've sent them the emails. It doesn't.
You can't self-adjust those things or self-change?
Mm. That's weird.
No. Lots of curriculums will let you, but Wonders is one that... It's really true. Was it Wonders or Reach? One of the two.
I never got access to Reach, even last year. So.
And see, that's not right. We need to make sure ILT know about this, because
we all need access.
And I'm sure our Dean of Instructions know what's going on, but just need to reiterate, it's troubling for teachers as well as new teachers.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. it's scary for the. I mean, I remember when I got moved over to here, I was still getting all the Hamilton emails, not on any of these, and so you don't know what's going on. You're just in the dark, and it just adds to the stress of the beginning of the year, you know?
So I appreciate it, this meeting today, because it means that we are getting off on the right foot, starting in the right way, and starting at the beginning. I wanted to just check quickly, because you brought up the self-directed days, Mike. Can we clarify exactly what they are, which dates they are?
Yeah, so I pulled up the notes that I had previously from, I believe it was the May 22nd meeting.
Yep.
So the TEAL days / self-directed planning days that I had listed were the ones we did last week, 8:15, 8:16, and 8:17. And 8:16 was the Tuesday. So I don't know what happened with the Tuesday, because some people, I think, ended up getting it. What's that?
We worked that out last year. Some people had out of the building stuff.
Right. And so I believe the BCC folks are supposed to get a half day back at some point. Because everybody got at least two full self-directed planning days. Because I know we got Monday and Friday. And I think some of the other teachers got an extra half day.
Yeah, because we got Monday and... Or I got Monday.
And Tuesday.
And Tuesday, the half day.
And Tuesday half day and Friday.
Right, full day. Mm-hmm. So every teacher except for the teachers that were out for district stuff on the Tuesday, the 16th, got 2.5 days. BCC got 2 days.
Well, the new teachers had meetings on the Friday morning too.
Well, the meetings on the Fridays were not. That's why I brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to... As we set it up, if you're going to say this is a self-directed planning day, it needs to be self-directed planning. And if a teacher has a question or something, they proactively move on it, then that's one thing. But to call meetings for new teachers or other staff during self-directed planning time, I just think that needs to be addressed so people can get their full planning time that's actually self-directed. So, I mean, I'm not sure how... Because Ken's not here, I'm not sure how they would respond. Like, if they're thinking they're going to give us the time back at some other time, which would be fine. Or if they are looking at the day differently than we planned it as an SLT.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So that was the first week, and then I have a half day on October 23rd, mm-hmm. a full day on January 4th, mm-hmm. a half day on the 29th, and I think, I'm not sure of this, but I think either the 29th or the 23rd is supposed to be the makeup half day for BCC.
It'd be a full day for them.
Oh, it'll be, okay, thank you. I should write.
Right, it'd be a full day for BCC and a half day for everyone
half
else.
Half day or full for BCC. And then he talked about the fact that the 31st is a half day. Mm-hmm. Just a cycle of full five, I think. So those are the dates I have, yeah. and they're from the notes on the 22nd, which
yeah,
I believe
that's
we're saying.
Early.
Okay.
And then we decided that the 4th of January wasn't going to be the day off. We were going to pick a different day for the day off. Is that correct?
To go with
two conference nights.
I believe that's the October. Is it October that the conference night is?
That sounds
maybe right.
Yeah,
conferences,
right.
We've got 18th or 25th. 18th
right.
and 25th.
I have that.
Okay.
I also have back to school night August 28th, 29th, or 30th.
I had it on the 23rd, but it doesn't matter. We're having it on the 30th now, and that's fine.
Oh, we are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's news to me.
I think we all got an email on that.
Oh, we did?
I remember seeing it somewhere.
That was on that initial invitation.
It's likely I need to read me.
About yeah. the capturing kids' hearts.
Oh.
I must have just missed it.
Schedule.
Yeah.
As if you kept scrolling down, it was at the bottom.
Okay. So that follows with what was discussed on the 22nd of May. I have 10/18 and 10/25 for conferences and have the 19th of October off.
Okay.
In exchange for those evenings.
Okay.
And I believe we voted on that, even mm-hmm. though I haven't here.
We did.
Okay. So everybody was cool with that, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That's
okay.
all. I just wanted to check to make sure my notes were correct.
Oh, speaking of notes, was it ever decided about, like, if Jessica could come and be the note taker for SLT?
Well, we need to vote on that or agree to it or whatever, but there was several people, not just Jessica. Jessica
yes,
and Catherine, several people wanted to just be note takers. And maybe when we do the ballot,
that could be.
So we could do a put your name down if you're interested in doing that sort of thing. I don't know how we could do it, but do it at the same time so that it's official.
Yeah.
And so that people feel that they've offered and we've
inclusive.
Listened to their
yeah.
their thoughts.
I'd love not to take notes, so
I would absolutely.
I'm 100% on board
yeah.
with it.
If we could get a nice rotation
so
going.
Let's put that down at the time, maybe on the bottom of the ballot, just have a little
section. I think it would have to be a separate thing. Because if they put their name at the bottom of the ballot, then it's not a secret ballot anymore.
So maybe just send
just have a sign-up sheet.
Yeah.
If you're interested in
sign-up sheet
if you want to do note-taking.
If you want to be on the rotation.
Maybe with the email
rotation,
when we send out this thing for nominees need to come in, and also if you want to do this, send us your name.
Yeah.
We call it volunteers.
And if you want to do some audio production,
you have some kind of boom mics
Hello.
And we can
right.
have
get the full NBC
surround sound is what I want. They want to be like you're in the table.
Yeah.
And the one reason I would stay on is because doing this podcast is so fun.
It is fun.
So,
I'm really excited.
You know, I really enjoy it.
Yeah,
so.
It's palpable.
Thanks for bringing
excitement.
That up.
Yeah, because I just know that was kind
good
of
good thinking.
Are we good?
I think we're good.
Shall we adjourn?
Thank you guys for
thanks
meeting.
Thanks
for being proactive about this.
Yeah, I just
thanks
wanted to get ahead of it so that we don't miss the vote, because once the vote happens, we can actually
it's better to
get to
yeah,
business.
I just
stuff
didn't
going
know if you wanted to
yeah.
put it in the
yeah.
folder.
Cool.
All right.
All good.
Got out of here. A couple minutes
ago.
Yeah.